Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
I mean, downtown Buffalo is the hub, right? So if the hub doesn't have swagger, then we're in trouble. So, you know, we liked it when people were talking about City of Buffalo was on the rise, and we need to recapture that momentum.
How do you change the perception so people, whether they're developers, whether they're people who want to move into apartments or condos, or just want to come down to a restaurant or attraction, how do you get them to feel that they want to be in downtown Buffalo?
Yeah, I mean, it's a four-part plan, right? You have to have the infrastructure, the sidewalks, the streets, code compliant, surface lots that look good, better land use strategies. So that's the infrastructure. And we need to do programming. We're going to have new leadership coming into Buffalo's place, and we're going to put an emphasis on programming. We got to bring back, year-round events, downtown concerts, family-friendly festivals, Tango Tuesday nights. We need to work hard, to transform some of the downtown unused spaces into amenities that people want to come hang out in. And, the third part is public safety. Vibrant downtowns, a safe downtown. We'll have more people, more lights, more eyes on the street. And that will create a safer downtown. We'll have police walking the streets, more storefronts open, workers, residents all working around. That definitely makes us safer. And then the fourth part is you got to have a business-friendly city hall. If you're trying to open a business, city hall should give you a helping hand and not a headache.
Absolutely.
Small businesses, they need a partner in city hall. But right now, they get a lot of red tape. I'll create a small business liaison program, and we'll also launch a micro loan program. But the small business liaison will work from A to Z with businesses to get themselves up and going. I heard too many horror stories of people spending day after day in City Hall to get approval for something as simple as a used bookstore.
How far away is downtown from turning the corner, from your opinion?
Oh, I think we're right about there. So we have to work over the winter to make sure this spring that when we launch out and we can start restoring the programming to City Hall. At the same time, we're going to be working with the building owners to see how we can help them. And I think right around the corner, we're going to start seeing more conversions of office buildings into residential buildings, more people on the streets.
But are you going to give the developers a hard timeline or hard deadline saying, you can't just drag this on for 4 years? If you're going to do it, do it. Sometimes you have to play hardball.
You have to play hardball. If not, you end up with projects lingering. And that's bad for downtown Buffalo to have half-finished projects. You need to call the question and move those developers on if they're not finishing their work.
How do you do that? How do you saber rattle and say, all right, you've had 8 months, you haven't moved on this, you know, either move or get off the pot?
You want to create a culture that people know they have to finish their projects. And on top of that, you have to use the leverage that goes along with the multiple subsidies that most downtown business owners,
Okay, we're good.
You have to create a culture. Yeah, you have to create a culture where there's an expectation that you timely finish your projects, but also you need to use the leverage that you have that goes along with the subsidies that these programs and projects get.
One of your first things you talked about was just fixing up the Main Street streetscape so that it looks welcoming and it looks downtown.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's the part of the infrastructure. We have to make sure that the streetscape is in good repair. The sidewalks are done, that the curbs are there. And then we have to work with the private owners to make sure they're keeping their properties up, that the parking lots look like they're in good shape and doesn't look like just a vacant nothing.
And they're going to be starting the final phase of car sharing Main Street finally. So you'll have vehicle traffic going all the way from Tupper down to the arena and to Canal Side. How important is that to downtown?
It's just one more piece of the puzzle. You know, there is no one thing that turns around downtown. That's why you have to have a strong plan. And in that plan, you're going to have projects that succeed, and you're going to have projects that fail. But you have to make sure you keep an eye on moving the plan forward.
Do you have a plan for the A&A's building?
My plan for the A&A's building is to never let a building get in that condition again. We can't allow the next M&A's building to happen. And you do that through strict code compliance. And now that the M&A's is in that tough shape, it's a harder problem to fix. But the sin was allowing that to get in that shape to start with.
And the Adams Mark for the same reason.
Same thing with the Adams Mark. You can't let these things linger. They don't get better. They get worse over time.
You talk about more apartments. What about maybe bringing some more hotel rooms into downtown? Patrick Kaler would jump 7 feet in the air for that.
Well, that's why we need to get the Adams Mark back online, because we have a shortage of downtown hotel rooms right now. You know, we're unable to attract some bigger conferences into the convention center because we don't have enough hotel rooms. So we're going to work to encourage the redevelopment of the Adams Mark. But at the same time, we have to be working with our hotel community to encourage them to build more hotels.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.